Welcome to the Nerdcast podcast. We're doing episode 18.99 tonight for a Walking Dead recap. And with me tonight, I've got Joe Dust.
What's up, Matt's nerds?
What's up? And I got Jay.
What's up?
All right, Jay. Maybe music this time?
No, probably not.
Okay, no music this time.
Don't cue the music.
No, sorry. Go ahead. What?
I said, don't cue the music.
Don't cue the music. And as always, we are part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network. We're starting to do this thing where we're going to try to get on every Monday night via Skype and discuss the previous evening's Walking Dead episode. Although I believe we only have, what, three more episodes left before the mid-season finale, and they take a break for Christmas there. So.
Then you wait till February 7th. They'll be
Is that when it comes back? I just was going to look it up later.
I'm looking it up on IMDb right now.
That's when it comes back. God, that's a long layoff, man. I hate that. I can't stand that. But anyhow, last night's episode entitled What, Jay?
Now.
Now!
When we were trying to get this thing going, he yelled at Joe about what the title was. I thought it was kind of funny. So
I go,
episode five, now.
Now!
Episode
now.
Five, now!
Now you talk about now! But let's see. So now, that was the episode that where we kind of pick up what happens. We're done with the Morgan episode, and we just catch up with the Alexandrians, if I may, and see what happens after the wolf attack, and we pick it up from there. So let's see. Who wants to give a recap of with a little bit more detail about what happened in the episode? Or we just want to kind of give our opinions as we go along through
the
episode?
Here's the IMDb synopsis. It says, while Alexandria recovers from the wolves' attack, Maggie and Aaron set out to search for Glenn. Meanwhile, the intimacy between Rick and Jesse grows as the herd approaches.
Yes.
Although I thought the herd already approached at that point.
Yeah, the herd was already there.
And Maggie and Aaron, by setting out for their search to Glenn, a.k.a. they never left the sewer.
No, they never left the sewer.
I'll give you a recap of what happened. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, here, let's start off with the very beginning of the episode. Now, here's what I found very disappointing about the episode. Where when we pick up at the very beginning, you hear what we got spoiled with last week was we heard Rick's voice, right? Yelling at the gate, you know, open the gate. And then this episode, all we see is him running with a herd right behind him. What I found disappointing was, why didn't we get to see how he got out of the RV?
Yeah.
I found that, I was like, man, I was kind of really wanting to see how they were going to write him out of that situation to say, hey, this is how I got out of it. And him just running away, I don't think that's what would have happened. Because if I remember correctly, the herd was, or the zombies were already outside, right?
Right.
Yeah, they were at the back door of it where one of that wolves came in.
Yeah.
And the door was open.
Yeah. So
I guess the only thing they could say is he climbed out the front door and took off running. But
I mean,
it still would have been nice to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't that? That's kind of one of the big things I was looking forward to was to see how he was going to get out of it. Because Joe, you'd made the comparison to that's exactly the shot was almost like shot for shot the same as the tank scene from season one.
Yeah, so I was like, kind of like, cool. Something's going to happen, or Glenn or somebody's going to rescue him, or you know, Enid, the underage chick that I was macking on. So, nothing with her. There's no Glenn in this episode. Rick, who knows? Maybe they'll spend an entire two more episodes showing us how Rick and Glenn or whoever get out of their predicaments.
Well, man, I'm telling you, guys, I think my prediction is I don't think we see Glenn until after the mid-season finale. I think that's how they'll come back from.
Yeah, I could.
Or they leave you. They'll leave us with a cliffhanger of how Glenn's story kind of ended.
Dude, are we even going to care by that point? That's going to be five episodes after.
I guess you're right. Because next week, they've kind of split the groups up again, which is what they seem to be. That's their formula from, I don't know, what season did they split them up? After the prison, I guess, was the first time we really seen them split up, and they spend the rest of the season four, I guess, getting to Terminus.
Right, yeah.
So that seems
to
be the ongoing formula where they kind of separate the season out by separating the group and focusing on individual character stories. And I guess they kind of meet back up at the end.
Which probably would say is a cost-cutting move by AMC so they don't have to pay everyone for every episode. I don't think it works that way.
No, I don't think it works that way. I think they're paid what they're paid, and I think it's just a matter of them drawing out a season instead of work. It's probably would be a 12 episode season, they can stretch it out into a 22 episode season by doing stuff like this.
Dude, yeah. It's just lazy.
It's ad, no, it's ad revenue, man. That's what you know. I mean,
yeah,
like,
but
an hour episode
that's
is what, really 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, of course not. Everyone watches on DVR or iTunes and they just fast forward through it. They don't watch commercials at all.
It's been 5 episodes, and in reality, it could be 2 episodes.
No, I agree. Completely agree.
I mean, JSS but was a cool can... episode, but that, yeah. That didn't advance the storyline. I mean,
well,
time again, and thank you, dude.
Well, and I know I will say this did kind of push the story forward a bit, right? Can we agree with that? We're
like maybe 15 minutes. I mean, it did not much.
Yeah, not by much, because again, they're gonna ramp up to the season, the mid season finale. Kind of, I bet you that's gonna have a lot of action in it. Would be my guess.
It's like turning into the show 24. It's like every episode's a different hour of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I guess after we see Rick gets into the compound there, what we'll call it, and from there it's kind of just the Alexandrians kind of realize, you know, hey, this is what it's been like, and this is their first taste of having the walkers right outside the walls, which you saw in the previous, what season was it with the governor? Was that season 3 at the prison? Where it was a daily task to get them to get the walkers off the wall, you know.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they weren't doing that, just at least thin it out. But I guess the flip side was, if you sit there and start doing that and you can't clear the bodies out, they're eventually going to start piling up and getting over the top of the wall.
You know what I thought of numerous times while watching the episode? Why don't you take like some sparklers, wrap them around a ball, and just chuck it down the road, and then when the sparklers set off, that ball's still rolling, and all the walkers will just flee that way, and problem solved. But shit, that would probably take 8 episodes for the writers to explain. So.
Well, and here's the first thing I thought, and I guess I talked myself out of it, because I was thinking kind of along the same lines as you, Joe, was I was like, why are we not getting the alcohol that they obviously have in the town? That we saw Spencer drinking there. Why not get some rags, take the alcohol, and why are we not chucking Molotov cocktails over the wall?
Yeah, go Grand Theft Auto on their asses.
My only thoughts of why they wouldn't do that, I guess, why you can explain your way around that, would be, I guess, the fire could then spread to the woods and then make its way over the wall that way somehow and spread into the town itself.
Right. Also, side note, I think Jay just dropped from the call.
Oh, Jay.
I think that happened last time, though.
Can he join back in, or do I need to call him back?
No, I think he can join. Or I think he can join back in.
Okay. Well, we'll continue. We'll forge on without him. So I guess the next biggest beat after that happening was at the food pantry.
Right.
Okay, that's the big scene after that would be where Spencer, who's Deanna's son, catches people. Pretty much going on a food raid of the pantry, knowing that they probably need a ration since they can't make many runs after that. So,
yeah, he almost had a Jack Shepherd moment from Lost where he says, if we don't live together, we're going to die alone.
is that an exact quote?
That was directly from Lost. But no, I mean, that was what I thought was going to happen. And it kind of did, I guess. But.
Yeah. And I guess the big spoiler after that is, yeah, obviously he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
The one that actually goes and steals the food after that, after he tells people not to do it.
Right.
So, very douchebaggy moment. Not to be, I don't know. I don't know if his character is more of a coward of anything, more than just a douchebag.
I think they kind of established that, though, with what happened when the wolves attacked, because he just kind of blindly fired and shot the truck, but then he kind of hid after that.
Yeah.
Like, well, he couldn't take the walker out in the truck itself.
Right.
I guess then the next beat after that would be Jesse taking out what's her name? Betty, I believe was her name. And did you guys watch Talking Dead afterward to realize who that was that Jesse took out?
Wait, I don't know. You're confusing me. What do you mean?
Okay, so Jesse's Rick's love interest now.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes and she goes. She's walking down the street and she there's a walker inside one of the houses. Did you guys figure out who that was?
I did not watch The Talking Dead, but no, I do not know who that was for sure.
Do you remember the previous episode? It was the it's not Morgan's episode, but the one before that where you had the guy that wrote the note. and wanted to give it to Michonne because
Oh.
he'd met a woman inside Alexandria after his wife died, and this was like his new wife, I guess.
Oh.
And she said, you're gonna give it to her yourself. That was the wife of the guy that died, and they couldn't get the note to.
Oh.
So they said that, and what she did was she killed herself. And so
Oh, I never would have put that together.
I never would have either if I didn't watch the after show part of it. So I didn't put that connection together.
I
I
said
don't
that
think they
there.
touched on it either, to be honest with you, in the show.
No, because I wondered why there was a perfectly healthy looking zombie in that house, you know, so, or
Yeah.
walker,
Well, I
whatever.
think they showed her like wrist when she came up, and she it looked like she cut herself, and I thought that that was a suicide. I thought it was one of the people that was stealing food, though.
Oh,
To be honest,
dang, I have to
yeah.
rewatch that little scene.
Yeah, so, and then she has her whole speech of, saying this is the way the world is now and all that stuff. So,
You know what? I have a television with DVR right here. I could just put it on mute and fast forward, and we could hit on all the good stuff.
actually, no, I deleted it from last night, I think. I usually delete them right after we watch it.
Ooh.
One thing we did miss was Aaron confessing that they got his bag.
That's
Yeah.
another thing. Yeah, that was a pretty big one, which. To be honest with you, I don't think it didn't seem like the group was turning against him for doing that.
I thought they seemed like they didn't care.
Well, I think they were just so in shock of what was happening, and I don't really blame Aaron either. It was in their situation that they were in. He has good intentions. All he's trying to do is bring people in and seeing the best in humanity and all that stuff. So.
And if we were really smart, we would have put that together too. Because whenever, if you remember, they were looking at the black and white pictures that the wolves had, those were the exact same pictures Aaron had.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
just totally did not even notice that.
So let's see, that's Aaron, and then we had the Jesse scene. I guess after the Jesse scene, they go back and we have the Maggie scene, right? As far as
It was either
leaving.
Maggie or it was Deanna in the zombie, the
Oh,
wolf
that no, that
zombie.
was it. No. You what happened at the you skipped over the Deanna scene with her son, where the son pretty much is the truth serum of liquor had him come out and basically blame his mom for the whole town falling apart.
And the death of his dad and brother.
Yeah, blaming the death of that, which that was harsh. It was, at least he was finally fessed up about what he was really thinking, but I didn't agree with any of it. We'll say that.
So Spencer's mom, Deanna. I also just want to point out every scene, that woman's face looks like she's constipated. She has like her lips pursed so tight together and she walks around stiff. I'm like, do you have to poop?
In every scene she's in, I always have to say it to myself. I go, "Who's Deanna?" I always do the quote every single time. I can't help it.
But like I
One of
was
those classic
thinking,
lines.
about pretty much almost I guess the entire season, she's gotten paid just to look like she's pissed off or she has to take a shit. Like she's barely said anything this season.
Yeah, I guess that's
She
true.
really hasn't,
I
and
mean,
Derek
I think
hasn't.
she's had besides the constipated look, it's the look of shock just knowing that she would had that town was totally ill prepared
Yeah.
for anything like this happening. Then I guess the question you could ask is, would any of this have really happened had Rick and his group not shown up? I mean, I
Yeah,
guess they're
that's
trying to make the argument that the quarry or whatever they were saying that the trucks would have gave out and they would have eventually made it in, because like, wasn't that what Aaron was trying to say? Was he
but
trying to defend Rick's actions and all that to the group?
yeah.
I still question how long would it have lasted where if they had not been involved at all, how long would that have held up for?
And the wolves would have killed everybody anyway.
Well, would the wolves have even come across them had Aaron not recruited the group at all?
Oh yeah,
You
that.
know?
I
So
think he would eventually gotten to that warehouse though, where he left his bag.
yeah. And that was the scene where there's a bunch of walkers in the trailers, right?
Right.
Yeah,
And it
that's
was a trap.
yeah. Yep.
Or all and for all we know, they could have killed him on the road or something and taken his bag at one point and figured it out, but I
Yeah.
don't know.
So then the next biggest thing after that would be the sewer scene, right?
Yeah.
With
That was
the
probably the coolest scene in the whole
And
show.
I'm gonna make a confession right here. I must have just spaced out for a few minutes. I never even heard when Maggie did the big spoiler, by the way, and if you're listening to this, by the way, huge major spoilers because we do go over every detail of the show. When Maggie said that she's pregnant, I didn't even hear her say it, man. I missed it. I was like, when did she say that? Just like
yeah,
she
told
just said
Aaron.
it.
We
I know
missed
she
it
told.
too.
I rewound it after that, and I was just like, I missed it. I completely missed it, man. And I was just like, oh my goodness,
I
because
felt like
we didn't.
Oh, go ahead, Jay.
I was gonna say we didn't even notice it either, and we didn't hear it until Talking Dead when they talked about it.
So maybe it was really subtle the way she said it. Like, Joe, did you catch it right away? And she actually said, you know, the whole "Hey, I'm pregnant" kind of thing.
Yeah, but if you weren't paying attention, you'd miss it because she says it pretty like casually in the middle of the conversation. She's like, oh, "I'm pregnant," you know.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say too, it seems like she's British, right? So it felt like her southern accent in some episodes is really bad.
Are you trying to say she's the Jax of the Walking Dead? Is that what you're
Yeah,
trying to
I think she got a little
She's
lazy.
getting
Like
lazy.
in this one, it's almost like she was overdoing it. I noticed when she was talking, and I was like, huh.
Yeah, no.
Where Jax was underdoing it, you know.
He gave up after season
Yeah, he just got lazy. After season 4, he's like, fuck it, we're just going to do it my way.
Yeah, I meant. So, that's a pretty big deal. And again, that's a good topic to bring up would be, do you guys agree that's a good idea to be having a baby in that world and in that environment?
I'm just going to assume that he didn't mean to pull the goalie in. I don't, because no,
they're not really concerned about protection at that point is what you're trying to say. But my point being, it's if Glenn being the way he is and Maggie being the way she is, I would think that they want to believe that there's going to be an end to all of this, or that at least they hope they can rebuild some kind of civilization, some kind of society. And if you're going to rebuild, repopulating is going to be part of that equation.
Right.
Because the population is dwindling quite fast, we'll say.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess they kind of addressed that with the whole Judith situation as well, would be, you know, hey, what kind of world are you really bringing this person up to be? Because then also, this is all they'll ever know is zombie apocalypse, and you can see how that kind of messes a kid up via Carl, because he's kind of screwed up as well.
Right.
Which,
well,
oh, you know what?
With younger kids that
yeah.
they've shown in the past.
Look at the flowers. Look at the flowers.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Right.
See? So, yeah, that's why I bring that topic up. And then speaking of your favorite character, Carl, Joe, what did you think about the slap fight?
Yeah, that was pretty. That was like,
that was awful acting.
That was
man.
Like the fight from the beginning of Team America, where the Marines
just start going to a big old slap fight. Oh
yeah,
man,
like that was like a. I mean, that was like a little boy fight. I'm like,
it was. It was as weak as it gets.
It was a little girl fight.
It was.
It really was.
It was one of those moments where you know most
I don't
of the time
because I know girls that could beat the shit out of both of those guys. I think
like
it is. Was...
I know, Jay, you don't have that bigger problem with Carl. I don't really care one way or the other about Carl. I know Tony and Bobby really, really hate Carl's character. This episode made me hate him a little bit. Because I was like, you fucking pussy. Would you fucking hit somebody? You know?
How can you survive out there stabbing zombies, shooting them, and then you get in a fist fight with another person?
Yeah.
Stop it. No. She's fine. She's my girlfriend. You know what? Cut your hair, show her the D, see what's up. You're all gonna die eventually.
Oh, so you noticed the haircut? You noticed his haircut as well, because Jen was she was really what's the word? Judgmental about how his hair's looking.
See, honestly, he has the old school Justin Bieber hair going on right now.
I was like, he just needs to shave his head, man. It's that, and they portray it where you saw Rick coming in. Rick looked like Shaquille O'Neal at the foul line with that sweat going on.
Yeah.
It was just dripping. Or not Shaquille, sorry. We'll go Patrick Ewing. That's how sweaty he was.
Or just go new school and get the Eric Hosmer cut.
There you go. There
like
you go.
You know, just get a really kind of weird looking mohawk thing. You're in the zombie apocalypse. Why not?
So there was that
odd
little interaction.
The what?
They don't have the Macklemore hipster cut there.
Oh,
I know. No, that'll debut eventually. They haven't discovered Macklemore yet in the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, so let's see. We hit on Aaron, the big reveal with Maggie being pregnant, which the other thing I thought was really cool in the episode was, and this is, I think, some foreshadowing. Do you guys agree that the whole exploring the sewer and saying that as far as that whole place where they have no escape route, if the zombies were to get in because they're not going to scale the walls.
Right.
So how would they get out of that situation? Now that I think my guess is I'm going to put a guess on it that if and when Alexandria falls, which I think they're going to write that into the show part of this, that's how they get out.
Yeah.
I think that plays into it. Cause what you would think at this point, especially after the prison, they would always think about, okay, we're in here now, but if worse gets to worse, we got to have a way, a backup plan of how to get out of here.
Right.
So.
See, last week when they showed the sewers, it got a new conspiracy theory that that's how Glenn's going to survive, that there's a manhole that he's able to get down.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Do
Yeah.
you see a manhole at all anywhere in that scene, though?
I didn't, but you couldn't really see much of the ground, so.
Is it under the, if we're gonna say, is it underneath the dumpster, which is still my theory that that's where he's gonna go? Maybe that's how he gets out. Yeah,
I
that would
think,
make the most sense, I guess. At this point, that's the most, that would be the most realistic option, I guess, at this point. Because how, again, he's not gonna be able to push his way through to get up onto
No.
the
And
dumpster.
maybe I have my times messed up, but I guess there's no chance Enid could rescue him somehow.
Rescue Glenn?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Because they didn't show her at all in the episode, and they mentioned that she was gone, so I don't know.
She's already back with the wolves.
Yeah.
Or the wolves, but when she left, but when she left, I think that's the timeline was that's when everything was going to shit, and that's when it happened to Glenn. So I don't think she could have made it that far away from
Yeah, I,
that
that's what I'm
picture.
thinking. And so,
Yeah,
I mean,
the Hornet already stopped at that point.
yeah.
other little things in the episode, we discovered Dr. Denise Cloyd. She likes to dig for clams every once in a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was awesome, wasn't it? That was just so sweet.
I saw totally saw that coming
Oh
too.
yeah, I saw it coming as well. Yeah, because I think in the book she is she's gay as well, isn't she, Jay, if I remember correctly?
I think so.
But isn't, but in the book, am I wrong? Isn't Heath a girl in the book as well, or is Heath a man in the book?
He's the man in the book,
Is
I'm
he?
pretty
God, yeah,
sure.
I need to reread some past issues then, because I thought Heath and Denise were a couple in the book, and I thought that's how that
You
connection
know
was.
what? You might be right there.
See, I think that's how it was in the book, and I'd have to again, I had to reread. But it's funny because on the after show they were talking about how everyone thought that Eugene and Denise would be an item just to give Eugene something, but there you had that little
Yeah, I
twist.
was saying that, and I
Yeah,
guess
to
I'm
give him
wrong.
something awkward. That
Yeah.
would be the most awkward couple ever.
Or maybe Eugene slips in. He has a little Eugene Tara Denise triangle going on.
And how would, what would Steve call that?
I don't remember.
Be a sex
That's what
triangle.
I thought. It's just a sex triangle.
So yeah, no, that was another. So, again, people saying the story didn't move forward. It moved forward a bit, but you still had a lot of big reveals, a lot of big beats in this episode. I think
Yeah.
there's a lot of good stuff that happened.
It's just
What?
they started the season with a lot of promise, and they've had a couple pretty nonchalant episodes to
Yeah.
follow up.
Yeah. And so
Enid.
before we get to the very end of it, I guess the other major thing I wanted to hit on was the whole Ron, who is Jesse's son that got in the slap fight with Carl,
Right.
going and basically tattling on Carl, which he said he would do. But then the whole, I think he's put on quite an act in front of Rick there to get him to, I don't know if it's a matter of teaching him how to shoot or just gaining his trust to get a weapon, because I don't know if they would give a minor a weapon that's not Carl,
Because he wants to kill Carl.
because he wants to kill Carl. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's going to
Or
come.
Rick.
He could, yeah, kill Rick and Carl, I guess, take
Yeah.
both of what he'd want to do.
I think
But
that
I
dude's
think,
a he's a good
well, because
actor.
I saw it as he wants revenge against Rick for killing his dad.
he'll take it out on killing Carl, maybe, is what
Or
the plan is. But obviously Carl will be fine. I don't think it's actually going to happen. And I would think if anything, we're going to see Ron get killed off here, and then maybe that'll drive a rift between Rick and Jesse or something
Where
like
he
that.
kills Carl in front of Rick, he goes, "You did this! My
Yeah.
parents are dead." Yeah, that Austin Abrams, I'm looking at everybody. Ron, he's a good actor. He's actually, as I'm thinking about it, no disrespect to Quarrel, but I think he might make a better Carl. Like if those two could have flipped roles, I think he almost would have made a better Carl.
Well, and the thing is, Carl's gonna be like 25 once they, the story gets to where they're at in the comic, and the comic
Yeah,
might.
once they leave Alexandria, Carl's gonna be retired with
Yeah.
like two grandchildren.
I mean, his voice is gonna be cracking, and he's gonna be.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be like all Harry Pottered up.
So they need to. I don't know how they need, I just would prefer if the writer somehow. I don't know. Should they do a flash forward of any kind, you think, to try to catch up with the aging crew at all? I don't know.
And you guys brought up another point on would you want to bring a kid into that world? You saw what happened to Sam, the little kid, who
Oh, yeah, well,
he
he
won't
won't.
even
Yeah,
leave,
no.
you know,
Yeah.
the upstairs for anything now, because it's the same up there. It's his, as South Park would call it, that's his safe space. Yumazoo protesters know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
so you see,
topical got topical.
yeah, so you see a kid that won't even leave, you know, his upstairs bedroom, and then you bring a kid into the world who'd probably become like a freaking psycho, you know, just because they're used to violence.
Yeah, no, it's just a matter of we got to kind of see Carl develop in the world, and now since I guess it's easier when they're younger, so maybe it's okay when if you can get basically it's get them while they're young, right? When you can
Yeah.
adopt them into this kind of world, it won't be an issue. But when they've already not had to deal with it, and all of a sudden you're gonna basically change their whole world really quick, they won't adjust well.
Right. Well, in that kid, even though he's technically been growing up during the apocalypse here, he probably never had really left Alexandria, so he was always protected. Unlike
He's been
Carl,
pretty
who was,
sheltered.
yeah.
So, I guess to wrap up the episode, the last big thing to happen was the Rick and Jesse hook up there a little bit.
Well,
So,
you passed on Deanna killing a zombie. Well, trying to kill a
oh
zombie.
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we did miss on that. Well, she tried to, and that's you could just
She got.
see the ineptitude of her stabbing him in the chest like 80 times.
Right, with a what broken wine glass.
So she's not equipped for the world. And I guess the biggest thing to take away from that scene, Jay, would be the fact that she wants Rick to take over Alexandria at that point because she just doesn't see her as a leader anymore, I guess.
Yeah, she can't lead in this world that he's showing them that's really out there.
And then
And
that issue.
it might be from what Spencer told her about you got everybody killed.
Yeah. And
Poor
where
Carl.
has she been? Where's she been this whole time where she stabbed the dude, like you said, 80 times in the chest and doesn't realize to go for the head?
So yeah, and I guess yeah, she never killed a walker that they've shown on the I can remember in any of the previous episodes. So
Yeah.
that's probably been the closest she's been to one outside the truck.
So yeah, go ahead, because
I
there's
was just
one
gonna
other
say.
thing you guys are really passing up too, but
Oh, what was that?
well, you're talking about Rick and his, you know, whatever intimacy. What about the very, very end of the episode?
Well, that, yeah, that's what I was getting at. As far as him and Jesse, or some was there something else? Something we.
No, whenever Deanna was walking past the wall, did you guys not notice it?
Oh, the
Oh,
blood on the wall.
yeah,
Budging.
what's that all
Yeah.
about?
It looked like the wall was budging.
See, you know what
Oh,
I thought it was? And I could be totally wrong, but
you think
Spencer was.
Spencer cut himself or killed himself up there?
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
Oh, see, no, I didn't think about it at all. I'm thinking what Jay's thinking, and I think they showed it earlier when all of the zombie or sorry the walkers press against a wall. They're pressing them to the point where they're smashing them so hard it's bleeding through.
But I guess, but it looked like the blood was dripping from above. I
See,
don't know,
I thought it
maybe.
was coming through.
Oh,
See,
okay.
they showed that too when they made the wall and they were trying to get the herd to go past it, that the ones would get up by the wall and get smashed into it.
Remember the one where it was where they had the RV that 45-degree corner basically. Yeah, I think I remember what you're talking about. But yeah, no, that would be a twist. I didn't even think about it from that aspect. You could be right, Joe. I don't know. Because why would you think he's suicidal at that point?
Or somebody killed him.
Oh,
Yeah.
Enid, dude. Enid, she came back.
Yeah.
Come work. She's gonna work from the inside out. She's
Enid
gonna.
or the
Poor
old.
Ron. Oh, it could be Ron. Yeah.
Don't know. I could be totally wrong, but it looked to me,
I'd
because
say it'd be
I
more.
rewound it a couple times just
It
to.
would be more interesting if that were to happen. Because what are we gonna say? It's another wolf attack.
Yeah, that
Coming
too.
back again. But how would they get past the first? I don't know how that would
Or
happen.
somebody, one of the wolves that didn't leave, possibly hiding someplace.
Oh, it could have been the guy that Morgan has locked up.
And think about it, because he
Yeah.
also had a freaking semi-automatic rifle in his hand. He
Yeah.
slit his throat or whatever and take it, and then who got the juice now?
see, man, I didn't think that's good. That's
But see, the only reason I say that, and I could be 100% wrong, but I rewound it a couple times just because I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And to me, it definitely looked like it was dripping from above.
My question would be, why do you think the writers even put that little bit in there? What do they even want to try to tease with that?
I'm sure we'll find out seven episodes.
Yeah, you're saying you thought the wall budged. I wasn't seeing the wall budging at all.
No, that's what I was looking for, too, because I'm like, oh, well, maybe there's like a crease in the wall and they're pushing through a little
bit. Maybe there's gonna, it's starting to crack or something like that.
But it didn't look like it to me. Yeah. And I think if that were the case, too, that Deanna would have noticed that because she walked right by it.
Yeah. I think I like your conspiracy theory a lot better. I think, what's his name? Spencer being killed and the blood coming from the top of the wall down. That's a lot more interesting to me.
I almost would say he
the blood coming himself. Through the wall.
I would say maybe he killed himself, but I think he seems like too much of a prick to do that because he had no problem stealing crackers and all that shit like you saw. So
yeah,
I think he might have got.
Possibly. That'd be interesting. That'd be cool to explore that. I don't think they're gonna go that route, but your version's cooler.
Yeah. <That's what> I think.
So, and then is there anything else big that we missed on?
I was just going to say I thought the scene in the sewer was cool where the two walkers that had been buried.
Oh, yeah, the waterlogged basically. Swamp.
Yeah, I actually thought
that. Maggie putting her hands through them.
Yeah.
Now, I think she would be able to smash his skull then if everything else was.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought she was going to punch up through his jaw up into his brain or punch through the skull into his brain. It's basically just, you know, take him out with one punch. I thought that would have been awesome, but, you know.
And I like how you can still, you're like, don't let him bite you, you know? But I'm like, there's hardly anything left. It's like like some dentures, basically. I don't know.
Man, yeah. And I like how they're doing that. It seems like the longer the show's going on, they're showing the walkers being more and more just, what's the word I'm thinking of? Just
they're decomposed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Fear the Walking Dead, they just look like a person with a bullet.
I haven't watched Fear the Walking Dead. Is it worth checking out? I've heard mixed.
I didn't mind it because it was only six episodes, and it grew on me as it went. It started really, really slow.
I mean, there's a hot Australian daughter in it, so she's 22. I can say that.
Yeah, you can say it. Yeah, and she is really pretty, actually.
I mean, it's okay. It's kind of interesting. And like Matt, you'd probably agree, and it almost seems like it drags out because we know what it's leading up to, but none of the actors, you know, none of the people in the story know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the one, the son, the heroin addict, I forget his name off the top of my head.
Nick. His name is Nick. Yep.
He reminds me of a cross between Johnny Depp and Daniel Johns from Silverchair in the late 90s.
All I kept saying was he's trying really hard to be Johnny Depp.
Dude,
Benny and June Johnny Depp is the way I was thinking.
Yeah, he's a crazy eccentric Johnny Depp.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's not bad.
I mean, Jay, once it hits the Netflix, you're talking about a really quick, not even 6 hours. So
yeah,
it's a quick turnaround.
Might as well watch it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they've been doing the shorts too. And
I haven't been watching those at all.
Me neither. And they're all on a plane. I know that.
Because I'm gonna assume at some point they'll just clip those all together, be able to watch it all at once. Well, I'd be looking forward to see that.
I think you can watch them on the web. I think that's how it started out.
Yeah.
Are they alluding to the fact that on the plane is there supposedly somebody that's infected, or they're going to land in a city that is infected and they don't really know it?
I think it's
a little both.
It's probably how they're going to explain how it spreads so quickly. But everyone already has it, right? So what we learned in Walking Dead Season 1, everyone already has it, but maybe this is how it spreads to everyone very quickly, would be my guess.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
What they've shown, though, is a guy got up and went back to the bathroom real quick, and he's been in it the whole flight and hasn't come out, and they're about to land. And as they're landing, they're looking out the window and the power grid is going down, so everything's getting dark out there.
Oh, okay, so it's going down for sure. That reminds me of Fringe.
Which part?
Just the one of the early episodes where the guy's in the bathroom and he mutates.
Yeah, and the plane, and they have to go. Like the plane crashes, right?
Right.
Okay, I remember that one.
I don't know why that just reminds me of Fringe.
Fringe was a really good show. I like that one.
Agent Dunham all the way.
Eels, yeah. So, all right, so then I think then we've hit on everything, I think, at this point. Can we agree?
Yeah, it was a pretty simple episode. I mean,
Yeah.
not their worst, definitely not their best, but I don't know. I hope they have, what, three more till February, so I hope they ramp it up big time.
I have a feeling next week is going to be slow again because it's going to be Daryl and Abraham and Tyree's sister.
Can we all agree? Daryl has been absent from this season completely.
Yeah.
He's barely
Yes.
been in this season doing anything of any worthwhile. That's a big miss on their part, in my opinion. But
Yeah.
maybe they're saving it
He's
for
running my reception.
Sasha, that's her name.
Sasha, yeah.
And can we all okay? And then so our conspiracy theories. Okay, well here let's do this. Okay, so Joe, you said the episode's not good, not bad, just okay. Jay, what was your thoughts on the episode?
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. It
Okay.
wasn't their best, but they've done a lot worse too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and my thoughts are again my major complaint, like I said at the beginning of the episode, was I was disappointed they didn't show how Rick got out of that situation. But again, nothing about the episode I disliked other than that. And I did like the fact that there were like we've covered some big issues in the show, like some pretty good plot points, and maybe some where things possibly might be going. So. Yeah. Then I guess our conspiracy theories for the next episode or some thoughts about what would happen in the next episode. Anybody buying the whole since Daryl has what's his real Norman Reedus, since he has a new show coming out on AMC that's a reality show, are we gonna give any thoughts to the validity that he's the one next big character to be killed off?
I really don't think they could get away with doing that.
Yeah, I don't either, because I think he's probably the most popular character on the show.
I agree. It would serve no purpose to do so, at least at this point in the story, because again, if they're using the comic for outline, and again, Daryl's not in the comic, but at this point, I think it would serve them better for what is upcoming in the comic. He could play a pretty integral part of where the story is going.
Yeah, and I think AMC would throw boatloads of money at that guy just not to leave. But
Well, and it's a reality show. They'll do six episodes, probably on hiatus.
Kind
If
of like
not, he's going to
like
try
they
to
were
come.
using Fear of the Walking Dead for filler, to get back to the
Yeah.
Walking Dead season. They could use this to do the same thing for what Fear of the
Reality shows don't take any time to film at all either.
Hey Joe, do you know for Fear of the Walking Dead, is it gonna always be six episodes? Or are they gonna give this like a full order of like 22 episodes? Because I don't know if they could do 22 episodes of that, man, to be honest
Man,
with
I
you.
don't know. I mean, I could look, but I don't even think they've really announced any of that.
Well, do you think it could make for an
Oh,
actual
do I
show
think?
though? Yeah. I don't think it could, man. I don't think they could sustain that length of a season.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm looking at season two of Fear of the Walking Dead. I don't know if it's a mistake, but IMDb has episode one, two, and it goes to 15. So, I mean, it sounds
Least
like.
it's not a full 22, I guess, or a 24 season, but
Well, I
still
mean,
a
The
lot.
Walking Dead's 16.
Is that all it is? It's only 16 episodes?
That's what it's shown on
I
IMDb.
thought Walking Dead uses a 22, but maybe you're probably right. So
And season one was just
was it
six
six? Yeah.
episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like Fear the Walking. It's basically they get a feeler, you know,
Yeah.
what it is. But I don't
Yeah,
know.
season two was 13 episodes. Season three, 16. Season four, 16.
Okay, so they're staying with the 16 episode formula. Okay.
So maybe, who knows, maybe Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, do you think maybe one time those two shows merge?
Oh, they have to. I think they. That's like a huge crossover event in comics.
Yeah.
That's
You
where
pretty
when two
much.
worlds collide.
I just
So
don't
the
know
other
how long
thing.
they're going to keep going.
Yeah.
So the other thing
That's kind of reminds me of Shaun of the Dead, where the two basically doppelganger group, like the
that.
Indian
Right.
Shaun's group, and they just walk right by each other.
Talk for a minute and then
Yeah,
go.
exactly.
Something they could do with it is make it more of an anthology series. So each season it focuses on a different group in a different location.
You mean
That,
like True Detective?
yeah, I guess, yeah, you could
Yeah.
go with that. Except whole thing,
Or
it wouldn't suck as
American Horror Story.
much. Yeah, American, yeah, exactly.
And
I
off
that
topic,
would.
I finally watched season one of True Detective and it was fucking awesome.
I told you it
Season
would.
two, I'm scared to even watch.
Don't. I'm gonna just tell you, Joe. Don't waste your time.
Oh,
Just you
man.
got the. There's better things to watch out there. Don't waste your time.
That's what Bobby said.
Like,
He goes, yeah, you can watch
Superman.
it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll hate it. But if you want to join us in our hatred so we can discuss it, you're more than welcome to do
I
so.
might
Because
do that.
that way we can just rip on it for a while there. That'd be awesome. So, all right, I think that's all the points we needed to hit on for that one. Kind of give some takes on. Do you guys have any other conspiracy theories you want to make for the next episode? I agree with Jay. It's probably going to be another. I don't know if we're going to move forward very much with the story, but I'm always curious about what's going on with Daryl's character because, you know, that's an awesome character. What it looked like in the preview for next week, it's his bike looks like it runs out of gas and he kind of has to go on foot from there is what it looks
Right.
like.
And it's like they get separated.
Yeah, so that, I mean, like Jay said, it's probably gonna just be a three character centric episode. And like, we've been talking about the whole, oh, is there blood dripping on the wall? Who knows? We're not even gonna get to see that acknowledged. Not next week, anyway.
Not next week, and
Yeah.
I don't even know where. I guess they'll bounce back to Alexandria after that, and then so because there's only three left, so you'll have the Daryl episode. You'll probably go back to Alexandria for the second of the three, and then the mid-season finale. That's got to be Glenn-centric, would be my guess. We finally
Yeah.
maybe find out what happens to him, possibly, or would
Yeah.
they just leave that for a cliffhanger at the end? I don't know.
I think that next Sunday is going to be centered around the three characters getting back to Alexandria. It'll probably end with them getting up to the gate, and something probably is going to happen that's horrible, and it's going to cut off, and then Chris Hardwick's going to be like, "Okay, spoiler alerts." And then it's going to go back into the second to last episode. It's going to be all about Alexandria going to shit, or something really bad's happening. Probably has to do with the kid, the oldest son. And then,
Oh yeah, Ron, the wrong character.
Ron. And then, like you guys are saying, I would have to think Glenn's going to pop up maybe in the last or the eighth episode.
See, I think they'll end that eighth episode introducing Jesus and maybe showing some hope that Glenn's alive, and then they'll leave it for the second half of the season.
And I'm telling you, I really like that theory that he's going to use the sewers to get out of this. Because that makes sense, right? I mean, I don't know what else could get him out of that except for a distraction elsewhere where the herd kind of just goes somewhere else. Because a fire goes up or a loud noise happens. But
Right.
I don't know.
But
Well,
I mean, they were on top of them. That's what's
people are
crazy.
still saying that could be a dream sequence too, because
That's
Nicholas
I,
had no
but that's
bullets left.
yeah, that's
God,
just
I hope not.
that would be
Yeah.
weak.
That would be very weak.
Yeah. All right, so I think that brings us to the end of episode 18.99, unless you guys have anything else you want to go over.
No, as Tony would say, okay.
Okay. But we didn't say anything offensive, so he can't it wouldn't happen, right? He wouldn't feel uncomfortable at this point. Unless you want to say something uncomfortable.
I don't know, my dick looks kind of weird through my underwear.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What?
Well,
You
no,
told me to
that's
go
okay.
there.
I know. I set you up for that. Oh
I
man. Okay,
heard.
so I think at this point we could tease what's gonna happen in episode 19. We could do that. We're hoping to get together sooner than later, I guess, for that, where we have the whole
Yeah, we
cast together.
also probably could explain real quick that there was a fence between us and recording, so
It's like the fence surrounding Alexandria, but yet surrounding Toner's house instead.
Yeah, it was like the
And we were
Alexandria.
the walkers trying to record, I guess.
Yeah, I guess something
It
like
was like the fence keeping the smoke monster at bay, whatever you want to call it.
that. So yes, I believe I'm hoping fence construction is complete. I don't think Toner ever answered you on that, where if fence construction is complete. But I'm gonna say that possibly yes, it is, and. If so, we'll try to get together soon, and maybe we'll talk about the Deadpool movie coming up. Maybe some driving etiquette topics.
Oh, dude, we could probably spend a whole episode on Mizzou.
Mizzou was something I was going to touch on because I was actually going to start with the Maddie Mock issue, and we can go straight from there all the way through what's happening right now.
Oh, man, we got a lot of local events going on
Local
in
news, yeah, we haven't done local news in
Richmond.
a long time.
Yeah.
So let's hit on some St. Louis local news that actually St. Louis and Kansas City local news. Because, hey, Casey won the World Series, so we can touch on that,
Yeah.
too. So.
And by that time, it's gonna be like a month after.
By that time, it'll be spring training, though. It'll be spring training.
Yeah, it'll be spring training.
So there you go. Episode 18.99 in the books. There you go. Let's do sign offs. Jay, you go first. Say a sign off.
All right. See you later.
That was weak. Joe, you better bring some heat. That was pretty weak. We got it strong, dude.
Yo, Merrick, I was just joking about the dick thing. keep listening to us on the IJOV network, okay?
That is correct. You can find us on iTunes, Nerdcast, NYRDCAST.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Twitter, Instagram, all the good social media stuff. And until episode 19, do whatever it is you do.
Peace.
See ya. See ya. Yeah.